Translation sometimes with the Living Energy is in the yellow stool known as gold and runs after it. That gold is a source of material opulence and envy, and it can enable one to afford illicit sex, gambling, meeting, and intoxication. Those whose minds are overcome by the mode of passion are attracted by the color of gold, just as a man suffering from cold in the forest runs after a phosphorescent light in a marshland, considering it to be fire. Purport, Rishi Maharaj told Kali Yuga to leave his kingdom immediately and reside in four places: brothels, liquor shops, slaughterhouses, and gambling casinos. However, Kali Yuga requested him to give him only one place where these four places are included. Rishi Maharaj gave him the place where gold is stored. Gold encompasses the four principles of sin, and therefore, according to spiritual life, gold should be avoided as far as possible. If there is a goal, there certainly must be sex, meeting, gambling, intoxication. Because people in the Western world have a great deal of goal, they are victims of these four sins. The color of gold is very glittering, and a materialistic person becomes very much attracted by yellow color. However, this goal is actually a kind of stool. A person with a bad liver generally passes yellow stool. The color of the stool attracts a materialistic person just as a little wisp. attracts one who needs heat. And I say sometimes the condition of soil is absorbed in finding residential quarters are apartments and getting supply of water and riches to maintain his body. Absorbed in acquiring a variety of necessities, he forgets everything and perpetually runs around the forest of material existence. Wherefore, as originally mentioned, a poor man belonging to the mercantile community goes to the forest to get some cheap goods to bring back to the city to sell at a profit. He's so absorbed in the thought of maintaining body and soul together that he forgets his original relation to Krishna and seeks only the bodily comforts. Thus, material activities are the condition of soul's home engagement. Not knowing the aim of life, the materialist perpetually wanders the material existence struggling to get necessities of life. Not understanding the aim of life, even though he acquires sufficient necessities, he manufactures harder personal necessities and thus becomes more and more entangled. He creates a mental situation whereby he needs greater and greater comforts. The materialist does not know the secret of anxious ways, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. The bewildered spirit so under the influence of three emotions thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are actually carried out by nature. Due to lusty desire, the living entity creates a certain mental situation whereby he wants to enjoy this material world. He thus becomes entangled, enters different bodies, Text 9, sometimes, as if blinded by the dust of a world, when the conditioned soul sees the beauty of the opposite sex, which is called pramana. Being thus bewildered, he is raised upon the lap of a woman, and at that time, his good senses are overcome by the force of passion. He thus becomes almost blind with lust of desire, and disobeys the rules and regulations governing sex life. He does not know that disobedience is witnessed by different demigods. Enjoys illicit sex to the dead of night, not seeing the future punishment awaiting. Wherefore, Bhagavad Gita is said, Dharma Bhagavad Gita, Kamo, Smi, Bharata, Shama. Sex is allowed only for the beginning of children, not for enjoyment. One can indulge in sex to get a good child for the benefit of the family, society, and world. Otherwise, sex is against the rules and regulations of religious life. A materialistic person does not believe that everything is managed in nature, does not know that if one does something wrong, he is witnessed by different demigods. A person enjoys illicit sex, and due to his blind, lusty desire, he thinks that no one can see him. But this illicit sex is thoroughly observed by agents of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the person is punished in some ways. Presently in Kali Yuga, there are many pregnancies due to illicit sex, and sometimes abortions ensue. These sinful activities are witnessed by the agents of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the man and woman who create such a situation are punished in the future by the stringent laws of material nature. Illicit sex is never excused, and those who indulge in it are punished by the fact of life, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Attaining repeated birth among species of demonic life, such persons can never approach me, gradually to sink down to the most abominable type of existence. The Supreme Personality of God does not allow anyone to act against the stringent laws of material nature. Therefore, illicit sex is punished life after life. Illicit sex creates pregnancies, and these unwanted pregnancies lead to abortion. Those involved become implicated in sin, so much so that they are punished the same way the next life. In the next life, they also enter the womb of the mother and are killed in the same way. All these things can be avoided by remaining on the transcendental platform of Krishna consciousness. In this way, one does not commit sinful activity. Illicit sex is the most prominent sin due to lust of desire. When one associates with the mode of passion, he is implicated in suffering life after life. So here we have another series of faults of the living entity, particularly the human being, as he tries to enjoy in the material world. So one of them here is gold, which is a very yellow stool. As Prabhupada mentions in the purport, if one has money, then he will spend that on sense gratification. And often that sense gratification will be uncontrolled, so therefore he will indulge in the four sinful activities, which were the things, the activities which destroy the four legs of Dharma. which were things like truthfulness and cleanliness and austerity. So the sinful activities are instigated when one has money. That does not mean that one doesn't have money, one can do them, certainly to a certain extent. But if one has money, then the tendency will increase. So for that reason, in the story of Parikshit and Kali, Parikshit gave Kali another place to live, a place where there was hoarding of gold. And because where there's hoarding of gold, then all the other sinful activities will take place. So hoarding gold in itself is not sinful, but it causes the other sinful activities to take place. So therefore, it's considered not a very good situation. This is on the condition that one cannot control the senses. Obviously, if one can control the senses, one can use wealth for a good purpose. So we see that the Goswamis in Vrindavan were penniless, but rich merchants or kings had money, so they built temples for them. So money does not necessarily have to end up as instigation for sinful activities. It can also be used for devotional service. But here, the aspect of material life that uses money for sinful activities is described, and therefore it is said to be yellow stool, which means that it's attractive, but ultimately it creates a hellish existence for the person. So, a person in the forest is a living human being wandering around in the material world trying to enjoy. So, if he gets gold in the forest, very good. He thinks, now I can enjoy like anything. So, in pursuit of that gold, many people are wandering around in the material world. Of course, not the gold always, but money in general. So money becomes the pursuit of people in order that they get their material enjoyment. Now, in the Varnashram system, that the desire to support oneself, earn a living, get some money, have a house, raise a family, is recognized, even though here it's actually condemned as being useless. Still, in the Varnashram system, it is recognized that most people are going to follow these activities in the material world anyway. So, the system provides rules and regulations so that the sinful activities are avoided as much as possible. So, in other words, they are allowed to earn their money, that the gold or whatever, but they have to do it a certain way, which is lawful, not sinful. And they have to avoid sinful activities as much as possible. So there is some restriction on how they can go about living in the material world with that money. So that Varnashram system tries to eliminate the sin involved in earning money. So where that system does not exist, then the hoarding of money becomes, or the results of that become uncontrolled. One will get the money, and then one will grow up and enjoy it any way possible. Where there is Varnashram rules intact, and then the person is obligated to act in certain ways, and therefore he cannot spend the money on these sinful activities. Of course, sinful activity is also relative. What is sinful activity for a Brahmin is not necessarily a sinful activity for a Kshatriya or a Vaishya or a Sudra. So according to the guna of the person in society also, the rules will change and become more strict as the person advances towards sattva guna. So the person of sattva guna has to avoid more activities to consider sinful. Whereas a person lower down has lesser rules. So the sudra what is not sinful for him will be sinful for the Brahman. So, anyway, in this way, the hoarding of money is allowed to some extent,
but it's regulated.
And actually, the sutras are not allowed to hoard money at all. They're not allowed to have money because they will be so tempted that they will simply spend it all on the wrong things. Tamagun people with money, therefore, are in a very dangerous position. As one goes higher up in the higher gunas, one's intelligence is controlled. So therefore, they are allowed to have money and spend it in the proper way. So in this way, the gold is not necessarily to be condemned as it is condemned here. It is to be condemned if it is earned and then spent without any scriptural control at all. Then it becomes very dangerous. Still, we also know that the Varnashram system also is relative, ultimately, in comparison to bhakti, which is beyond the gunas. Varnashram system is in the gunas. So, though the Varnashram system permits working, getting your money, spending it in this way and that way, whatever. From the absolute point of view, bhakti, even these activities are mild. Because there's attachment. The attachment being in tamagun, rajagun, or sattvagun, nevertheless attachment is there. The person is raising a family and enjoying in some way in the material world. So the person may go to higher planets or wherever and enjoy there also. But still, it is material. So ultimately that system is rejected in bhakti yoga. It may be favorable at certain levels, but then ultimately it is condemned. So that is maybe the position that Jad Bharata is taking here by completely condemning material life in any form. Because even in the Varnashram system, which is relatively better, still it leads to bondage in the material world again, sattva-gun. So, therefore, one should reject everything. So in that sense, yes, money is yellow stool. It is to be rejected completely. But that, of course, is a very high platform, and most people cannot follow that principle. They're living in the material world, they have the support of the material body, etc. So to some degree, they do have to compromise. So therefore, in that case, one follows as much as possible the rules of Varnashram to regulate that enjoyment, etc. The process of bhakti is such that even though people are compromised by living in the material world and having to do things still, the process of bhakti works. So therefore, bhakti is not only for renounced people. Bhakti is for everybody. It's for everyone in the Varnashram system and people beyond the Varnashram system, either above the Varnashram system or below the Varnashram system. They can all partake of bhakti. That is the merciful nature of bhakti, that it allows all people to take part in it, even if they look like they're very unqualified in any ways. So the only qualification is faith. Have the faith, then they can partake of the system. And the hope is, the aspiration is that through this, then ultimately they transcend the whole system. And they go beyond Varnashram and beyond jnana and renunciation, everything, and simply dedicate everything to the Supreme Lord. In that sense, the principles that are inculcated in Varnashram are transcended by the process of bhakti. Everything is simply dedicated to the Supreme Lord. So, therefore, the lower rules are no longer effective in all cases. So, therefore, we can take this as a story here where Jad Bharata condemns material life completely as the absolute point of view from the highest level of bhakti. other hand, we also have to admit that most people are not at that level to start with. So therefore, they will begin at a lower level. They may be in the Varnashram system or lower than the Varnashram system. Rarely they'll be above the Varnashram system. So by taking part in bhakti, then they go beyond the Varnashram system also, ultimately, and they'll reach this position. But they could start at any lower level or whatever, in which they do have family members, etc. So they will follow whatever Varnashram rules are favorable for their emotional development, rather than follow no rules at all. Let them follow those rules as much as possible. At the same time, the principle of bhakti is superior, so whenever there's those rules obstruct bhakti, then they can be given up also.
Gold is
an auspicious item, actually. That's from the Varnashram point of view. I suppose you can say from the spiritual point of view, it's like this. It's, inauspicious, impure. On the other hand, we'll also find descriptions of the spiritual world where Vishnu is decorated with golden ornaments and golden crown. But those obviously are not material elements. Material is not material gold, etc., obviously. Material jewels, but the chit is a spiritual item, so it's completely different. But from the material point of view, certain things are considered auspicious, so gold and jewels are considered auspicious among different things. So they do have that aspect to them. But, as I said, from the absolute point of view, from the view of bhakti, all of these are obstacles for advancement because they'll cause attachment, and that's here we see simple activities, etc. Or the possibility, if one is strictly qualified for Varnashram, fine, it doesn't create an obstacle. So therefore, Vaishyas make money, or Kshatriyas make money. Somehow they collect taxes and they use it. So it's not considered sinful if they follow that system properly. But if we take the ultimate position, transcendental position, then even that is still in the material world, where it was the Vaishnava Kshatriya Brahmana, and bound to attachment by that money to some degree. Certainly less than people not following the system, nevertheless attachment is there, so therefore it gets condemned here. Yeah, that's of course there as well. Don't hoard gold or money or anything, I suppose. The danger, of course, as I said, is that by accumulation of money, then one will want to spend it, and once one wants to spend it, then we'll spend it on useless things, which simply cause material attachment. But as I said, at the same time, one can use money in a devotional way. We can use it for glorifying the Supreme Lord, or building a temple, or whatever. There's nothing wrong with that. Except hoarding money for that purpose is not wrong. So, in devotional service, again, the whole concept changes a little. In terms of materialism, yes, money is bad from the devotional service point of view. No, it can be useful also. But again, Krishna says, even if you offer a leaf of fruit or flower, you don't need money to worship the Lord, but you can use money as well. So it can be used, but it's not necessary. So it doesn't become sinful in that way. It actually destroys sin.
Well, devotees
The wealth that becomes attached to it is another attachment again. On the other hand, we say gold is auspicious. So, for instance, you'll see when marriage is described in the Bhagavatam, then it describes that the brides were decorated with golden necklaces, or even the cows had golden ornaments on their horns, etc., or in the booths. So, it's considered auspicious for royalty, etc., or in marriage as well. So, it has that attached to it in the material world, as far as material world is concerned.
Same thing can be compared to gold and money.
But it means the same thing. Money means that. Now, nobody deals directly, or most people don't, they deal in money, which is abstract wealth, actually. It's not real wealth, it's illusory wealth.
Right from time immemorial, the human race has been extracting so many resources from Mother Earth for his self use. Is there any restrictions or guidelines in the shastras? What can be extracted and utilized or what cannot be? Right from water to petroleum to petroleum, anything you
know? Well, the only principle is that if we take things from the earth, we cannot take too much, we cannot exploit the earth. And waste things, that's all. If we start wasting things, then we end up with a problem. So the principle of Bhagavad Gita is that you offer things to the Lord. You make offerings, you do sacrifice to the Supreme Lord to compensate for what you take. If you don't do that, then we have the absolute activity. So we have to make offerings to the Supreme Lord. In other words, a portion of whatever we take should be dedicated to devotional service.
You should then be extracted valuables, gold and jewels, rubies and other things. Today, even so many natural resources, petrol and other things.
You find women have natural inclination to gold. They like to wear gold on default by default.
What's that?
Women have natural inclination to gold. Natural inclination on them?
Well, decoration in general may not be gold, maybe something else. So this point something more valuable than gold, they want to put that on also. Silver also, of course, is there, whatever. Mainly because of beauty. Different things, but there could be other combinations, not just gold, there could be other things as well. It's not only gold, jewels, diamonds, whatever.
I hope for them.
Thank you.